Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Life.
Love. And health.
I'll be honest with you. I was pretty skeptical about tapping, which is an emotional freedom technique. Billed as a powerful tool designed to release negative emotions and limiting beliefs to create a clear path to peace and power. I'm Christopher Springman. However, my skepticism was literally released when I discovered that my HMO, health maintenance organization, Kaiser Permanente here in San Francisco, is testing tapping as part of their commitment to integrative medicine, which also includes acupuncture and meditation techniques. Well, our next guest, Kate Winch, is an emotional freedom techniques practitioner. Kate, it's nice to have you on Life, Love, and Health.
It's great to be here, Christopher. Thanks so much.
How did you get into tapping? And then we'll have a discussion about tapping.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am from England originally, and my aunt's a therapist there, and she introduced me to EFT, tapping, emotional freedom techniques. And I was a little skeptical too. I thought it was a little strange. I thought you'd
tap. A little woo-woo, as we say.
A little woo-woo. You say these words and... my sister did some EFT and she's like, this stuff is amazing. You have to go and train. I was originally a hypnotherapist. So I actually trained in the Bay Area about 6 or 7 years ago. And I was pretty much blown away. It took me a while, but once I saw the results, I thought, I don't care how weird this is. It works.
Right. Now, tapping combines the tactile, touching oneself generally in... among the senses, and also articulating one's feelings and goals. It really sounds like a practice that involves what we would call meridian points in acupuncture. Is that a fair analogy?
Yeah. You're working with the body and the mind, and it is like acupuncture without the needles, and it's energy therapy. You use it to clear negative emotions and limiting beliefs that can often get stored in the body and create a disruption in the body's energy flow. Yeah. So, Christopher, I think the best way to do this is to actually do a little round of tapping. Would you be open to that?
A tapping on the air?
Yeah.
Well, that will certainly be a first. I'd love to. how do we get started, Kate?
Well, is there something you'd like to work on today?
Oh, man.
Something you're feeling stuck with?
I'm always feeling stuck about procrastinating. It is the curse of my life.
Oh, that's a big one for a lot of people.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, absolutely. People get feel really stuck, and they resist doing what they know they need to do. And
change is hard.
Yeah, it creates a lot of suffering, and then we feel bad because we're not doing what we know we should be doing. So,
okay, now this is the first time for me.
Yeah.
So what parts of my body will I be touching?
Yeah, so I'm going to go over the tapping points.
Okay.
So let's do that right now. So everyone who's listening, you're going to tap on the side of your hand. This is known as the karate chop point.
Aha, okay.
And you might want to do that too. Uh-huh. And you'll notice as you do that, it's just great to clear stress.
Well, it also helps me focus on the mission at hand here because I'm engaging the physical self in addition to the emotional or spiritual self.
Yeah, absolutely. It's wonderful. So we start here and then we'll go to where the brow ends near the nose. Two hands. So, again, you can look at the diagram as well.
Okay, so I'm touching the area between my eyes just at my forehead. Is that correct?
Yeah, where the brow ends near the nose. So you're tapping there.
All right.
And then side of the eyes.
Side of the eyes. Oh, that's fun.
Underneath the eyes.
Okay.
And you'll notice it just feels good to tap on these points. And then below the nose.
I'm tapping below the nose. Okay.
The chin point where the little cleft is.
Mm-hmm.
Collarbone.
Mm-hmm.
And then underneath the arms, about 4 inches down from the armpit.
Aha, okay.
You can cross over the arms.
All right, that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
I'm giving myself a bit of a hug here.
Yeah, and then the rib cage point.
Uh-huh.
2 inches down from the nipple, and then two wrists together.
Oh, that's neat. Okay,
yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
These are two extra ones, which some people use and some people don't. And then finishing with the top of the head.
Okay, so I'm tapping the top of my head. So essentially, I'm... this is not only tactile, but I'm acknowledging my senses.
Mm-hmm.
Tactile,
mm-hmm.
I'm in contact with my mouth, senses, including scent, vision, I'm near my ears. It's very inclusive, isn't it?
Yeah. So let's dive in.
Okay.
So how stuck are you feeling? Can you think of something you're really procrastinating on? 0 to 10. 10 is I'm really stuck. And
10 is doing my taxes, just sitting down and doing the paperwork. Oh, you're starting to tap on the wrist now.
On the side of the karate chop point.
Right. And I wait to the last minute, and I'm usually late, and it drives me crazy, and I'm tired of it. I'm tired of living this way.
All right, so let's do a round. And those of you who are listening, if you're procrastinating, give that a number 0 to 10 and tap along. And you're going to repeat these words after me. So we'll tap on the karate chop point.
Okay.
And we always address the part of us that doesn't want to change.
Mm.
So you go, even though I have all this procrastination about doing my taxes.
Even though I have all this procrastination about doing my taxes.
And I don't want to let it go.
I don't want to let it go.
For whatever reason.
For whatever reason.
Maybe it doesn't seem possible.
Maybe it doesn't seem possible.
I've been stuck with this for so long.
I've been stuck with this for so long.
But I accept who I am.
Well, I do accept who I am.
And I appreciate how I feel.
And I appreciate how I feel.
Even though I feel so stuck about doing my taxes.
Even though I feel so stuck about doing my taxes.
Part of me just doesn't want to do them.
Part of me just doesn't want to do them.
Go away.
Go away.
Leave me alone.
You leave me alone.
But I love and accept myself anyway.
But I love and accept myself anyway.
Even though I'm so stuck and frustrated about my taxes.
Even though I'm so stuck and frustrated about my taxes. Now I'm still tapping
tapping on the karate chop point.
Uh-huh.
I choose to let this go.
I choose to let this go.
And empower the part of me.
And empower the part of me.
That feels surprisingly inspired to get this done.
And to empower the part of me that feels surprisingly inspired
to
get this done.
I love how free I will feel once it's done.
Oh, I love how free I'll feel once I get this done.
And then we're going to the eyebrows. All this procrastination.
All this procrastination.
Side of the eyes. I feel so stuck.
I feel so stuck.
Underneath the eyes. I don't want to do it.
I do not want to do it.
Nose, it makes me anxious.
It makes me anxious.
Chin, I just don't want to deal with it.
I just don't want to deal with it.
All this procrastination.
All this, I'm on the chest now.
Oh, collarbone, yeah.
All this procrastination.
Underneath the arms, all this procrastination.
All this procrastination.
Rib cage, I feel so stuck.
I feel so stuck.
Two wrists together.
What
if I could let it go?
What if I could let it go?
Top of the head, what if I could release it now?
What if I could release it now?
Eyebrows, it's exhausting.
It's exhausting.
Side of the eyes, I've suffered so much about this. Underneath the eyes, what if I could start today?
What if I could start today?
Nose, it would feel such a relief.
It would feel such a relief.
Chin, it would feel so good to get it done.
It would feel so good to get this done.
Collarbone, I'm so ready to get into action.
I am so ready to get into action.
Underneath the arms, I'm letting go of the resistance.
I'm letting go of the resistance.
Rib cage, I can't wait to get it finished.
I can't wait to get it finished.
Two wrists together, I choose to feel excited about getting this done.
I choose to feel excited about getting this done.
Top of the head, all is well.
All is well.
And
you know, I've got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
This feels so good.
Oh, good.
It feels so good to articulate this because this procrastination, especially about taxes, has just been grindy on me for years.
Yeah.
And I've never said this to anyone.
Yeah. It's such a painful thing when we procrastinate. We suffer. We feel guilty. We feel ashamed. We're anxious. It's exhausting.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's self-sabotage.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, I got to get over this. It's crazy.
I know.
It's costing me money and grief, and my hair has turned gray. Well, it's probably a lot of reasons for that. Our guest is Kate Winch, an emotional freedom techniques practitioner. We're discussing tapping, which has become very, very mainstream these days, even with HMOs and PPOs as an integrative medicine practice that includes acupuncture and meditation. Kate, where can people learn more about your work?
Yeah, you can go to my website, which is katewinch.com, KateWinch, and I do teleclasses and workshops if you'd like to join me, or one-on-ones.
Kate, thank you so much for joining us today on Life, Love, and Health on Radio MD, and we tapped it out.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been such a pleasure.
I'm Christopher Springman. Thank you so much for joining us.